This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to discuss a nutrient that I think is a very, very exciting nutrient. I use it continuously in my practice, and I want to bring some science to the fore for you out there as consumers, because I think this is a very worthwhile nutrient to learn about. The nutrient in question, well, it's got some initials. It's called AHCC. Perhaps you don't even want to know what that stands for. It's pretty complicated. It's active hexose correlated compound. And with us today to discuss it is Dr. Christine Blanche. Dr. Blanche has a background in conventional medicine. She's trained in emergency medicine and critical care medicine, but for the past many years, she's been involved in integrative medicine. And she is well-versed in the science behind HCC and in its clinical applications. So let's hear from Dr. Blanche about HCC. Welcome.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Hoffman. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. So first of all, just a little background. You know, you started out in conventional medicine, and then you got the fire in the belly for integrative approaches.
Yes, I saw the light. So I was very conventional in my training and my practice for many years, and it was about, I guess, 12 years ago, I had a family member get sick. Like many of us in holistic and integrative medicine, it's a personal story that sort of, I think, turned the corner for us. And my sister-in-law was diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma, and I sort of started reading every book I could get my hands on holistic care, and I was sort of blown away by all the things I hadn't learned in my training, you know, nutrition and supplements and the link to stress and illness and all this new information that was, it made a lot of sense to me. And I sort of became very passionate about learning as much as I could to help not only myself, my family, but my patients. And so that's where things sort of started to change for me.
And you have a private practice in Long Island, correct?
Yes, we're in, Long Island and Manhattan as well.
Oh, okay, great. Oh, so, you know, there are literally so many practitioners of alternative medicine in this town that our paths have crossed only once. So literally we're neighbors, and yet there are probably scores and perhaps hundreds of integrated practitioners in New York. And that's really changed since I began practice, I hate to say how long ago, 35 plus years ago, when, you know, you could count on two hands the number of integrated practitioners in the city. So kudos to you. Okay, so let's start with AHCC. What is it? What is AHCC?
So AHCC is a compound that is isolated from mushrooms, actually. And we know from Chinese medicine, mushrooms have been used over the years for anything that can affect the immune system, definitely in cancer, absolutely in suppressing viruses and preventing bacterial infections. And I think that's actually where AHCC really got most of its popularity. I mean, I think that there's like 800 or 1,000 different clinics in Japan that are using and have been using this long before we started using it here. And that's, I think, where a lot of the research came out. I think this is one of the most researched active ingredients in nutritional supplements kind of out there, which is very exciting. And I think it's because it's been used for many, many decades in Japan and Asian countries. And so that's sort of where it got its origins. And we kind of learned from them, like many of the ancient medicinal systems that we take from. And now it's really getting traction in the United States, which is incredibly exciting.
So from what I understand, it's not just ground up shiitake mushrooms. It's actually made according to some very exacting methods. It's what can be termed standardized. So, I mean, another example of that might be Okay, you can have some curry, or you can have some turmeric capsules, or kitchen turmeric. You know, it's a spice. But then you can extract a very specific fraction, which you can actually measure and standardize, the curcumin. In a similar way, you can extract some essence from shiitake mushrooms, which is kind of like the business end of the immune support that the shiitake mushrooms confer. Is that, am I getting it right?
Absolutely. And it's a pretty complex process. I mean, I believe that you have to culture for 45 days, and then you have to incubate, and it's very specific and scientific process they go through to actually get this very medicinal part of the plant.
You know, and as you say, it's very big in Japan, and it's not just a holistic thing in Japan. I mean, I think if you ask conventional doctors what is AHCC, they'll draw a blank. But, you know, integrative physicians like us, we're familiar with it. But in Japan, it sort of crosses the lines. It is used in conventional care, from what I understand, conventional cancer care, and in the support of patients with various immune disorders, correct?
Yes. It's not just being used in clinics, for example, where acupuncture is used or other medicinal therapeutic nutritional supplements. It is mainstream, more mainstream in Japan than it is here yet.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that a lot of the big academic universities like Yale and Harvard are actually really starting to look at this nutrient and look at the benefits that it has for the immune system as far as cancer and even things like chronic fatigue and Lyme disease. So it's really getting a lot of eyebrows raised and a lot of attention in the scientific communities, even here in the U.S., which is incredibly exciting.
Yeah, what I was going to say is that from my understanding is that in talking to some people who know the scene in Japan, is that it is part of the national healthcare system. In other words, you can get reimbursement for it if you're a cancer patient. It's not like it doesn't lie outside the realm of traditional pharmaceutical drugs.
Right. And I think that's because they've really done the research and they have the information to be able to back up its effectiveness. And that's hopefully where we're going. I hope someday we can get something like this covered with insurance. We can only hope.
Okay. Well, so give us a little basic primer on immunology. There's this thing called NK cell activity. And it can be measured. We do this sometimes in our patients. I'm sure you do it from time to time. I might do it in a patient who has, frequent illnesses, or perhaps a patient who just completed cancer chemo. I want to see how knocked down their immune system is from it, and then we measure it subsequently to see if we've restored normalcy to their natural killer cell activity. What's up with that?
So natural killer cells are incredibly important in the body. They are sort of our first line of immune support. You think of your immune system as your soldiers. They're there to keep you safe. We want them pumped up. And the natural killer cells are really, really important for preventing cancer. And so anything that we can do to modulate the immune system to increase the natural killer cell ability is always going to be beneficial at keeping us not only from getting colds and flus, but also from serious things like cancer cells.
I keep conjuring up images of Woody Harrelson in the Oliver Stone film, Natural Born Killer. But I guess, the analogy is somewhat real, because these are cells that really hunt down and destroy
every single
viruses,
day. Yes.
Cancer cells. They literally...
Anything that threatens us, you know, they really are our soldiers, and they're in there, and they need machine guns, you know, and this is AHCC is sort of that for them. It's this armor that will help us stay safe from the assault that we're getting on a daily basis.
Okay. So a lot of things purport to support immunity. And for example, you can buy mushroom extracts. You can buy Coriolis mushroom. You can buy shiitake mushroom extract, lion's mane mushrooms. There's also some yeast-based products that are made with beta-glucans, which is yeast being a fungus, I guess it's probably similar compounds to what's in HCC. There are products like echinacea and astragalus. So where does HCC fit into that picture?
I think it's a lot. They're all medicinal. They're all beneficial. They're all going to help boost the immune system. I think this particular molecule or compound is really powerful. And I think that the studies that we've done to look at the different the different aspects of the immune system, you know, that are affected by it. I think that's why it's so powerful. It increases natural cell killer cell activity. It helps with the T cells and the macrophages, which are sort of like gobbling up all the foreign particles and cellular debris that's in the body.
The little Pac-Man.
You know. Yeah, exactly. That's what I imagine is the Pac-Man. Then they're gobbling up the bad stuff so that that our immune system, our white blood cells, can do their job.
You know, that dates you when you talk about Pac-Man. Right. Okay. Because you sound very young.
Sure does.
But you know from Pac-Man. You probably were an infant when you used the Pac-Man.
Yes. Oh, yes. At least. Okay. Well, everything we do is not only good for the immune system, but it's anti-aging. So that's a good side effect, right?
Right. Indeed.
And they actually have looked at that with AHCC because we know as we age, unfortunately, our immune system does get a little bit more fragile. Mm-hmm. And this is why we worry about elderly patients getting pneumonia, and shingles. And so they've actually looked at that and shown that AHCC in the elderly population will increase their immune system, minimizing the risks for those viruses and bacteria and serious infections that could end them in the hospital. We want to keep our patients out of the hospital. So, it really, I think that's what's so exciting about this nutrient is the studies and the research behind it. It's not very often that we get to talk about all the research behind what we do. Yeah. We know it works, but that's what's so exciting about this.
Yeah, because with certain things, there's sort of like folkloric stories about it, like, these were used by the people on Fiji Island, and we know that they're super healthy, and they've been eating this particular coconut for whatever centuries, and, we make a story, but with AHCC, we actually have really good scientific studies to back it up. I think one of the studies that impressed me, correct me if I'm wrong, I recall a study where they looked at vaccine response in older individuals. So we know one of the problems with the vaccines that we use for older people is that they actually protect the very people who are least likely to get super sick, young, healthy, robust individuals, and older people who are more likely to get pneumonia or severe consequences from, say, the flu. They don't respond very well. But if you give them AHCC before and then you give them the vaccine, it seems to boost their response. Am I on target with that?
I do believe. I think there was at least two or three studies. One was the flu vaccine, and I think the other one was the pneumonia vaccine. But I agree. They did show if they were to boost the immune system prior to the vaccine, the patients were much more likely to have a season without it. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that makes sense clinically that, if we boost the immune system, the patient is going to be much more likely to not go on to get that virus that they might be exposed to. So that's definitely, it's exciting.
So let's work through some of the potential issues. First, let's talk about infectious diseases. What are some of the studies that have looked at the effects of AHCC in infectious diseases? Let's say viral illnesses.
Sure. I mean, we know that Epstein-Barr virus is a virus that, you get mono as a child, and then if you get run down at any point in your life, usually as an older and elderly patients, or even any middle-aged patient who is going through something stressful like a divorce or tough time at work, they can turn on this Epstein-Barr virus, which can be sort of known as chronic fatigue.
It's reactivated because it's always present,
exactly.
Just like herpes.
It's always present. It's there to sort of hanging out in the background, and then it waits for an opportunity where you're completely stressed out for it to kick on, and that's all you need is to be tired on top of what you're going through. Mm-hmm. And for me as a clinician, Epstein-Barr was one of the, one of the tougher things to treat in patients. It's just the way I describe it is it's just a super stubborn virus. And when it comes on, it's just you have to throw the kitchen sink at it. And I do intravenous vitamin C drips in my practice, and that was always my go-to with Epstein-Barr. But that can be challenging for patients because they are expensive, they are invasive, they do need to be here, once a week for an hour. So it's not something easy. It's not an easy treatment modality. And when I started working with the AHCC in these patients, I was amazed at how much quicker we could get them better, where it would take maybe months to get them over that virus, to get it back into a dormant state where they're not feeling exhausted all the time. You know, it really takes a big toll on you. You feel tired, you feel achy, you feel like you're always getting sick every time you run down, and it's a very challenging way to feel when you have this. And the AHCC really helped me as a clinician get these patients better mm-hmm. faster, and then also keep them on something that will keep their immune system supported, so if they do run into some stress in the future, they're not likely to have it kick back on again. So clinically and with my patients, I've been incredibly grateful that that I learned about this and started working with it, because it's really helped me get them better so much faster. And I personally don't work with a lot of patients with Lyme disease, but I am hearing a lot of good information and data coming out about Lyme and AHCC, and this very similar, there's similar types of presentations. Patients are tired, they're in pain, they're, you know, hard to get out of bed in the morning. Mm-hmm. And the doctors who are working with a lot of Lyme patients are getting the same sort of response that I'm getting with Epstein-Barr. They're just getting better quicker. We're getting them the better quality of life much faster than we were without it.
And regardless of the cause of chronic fatigue syndrome or CFS, and some people challenge the assertion that it's just Epstein-Barr, it may be a multiplicity of causes, other viruses, perhaps, you know, HHV6
Absolutely.
Has been implicated, but we don't even know.
Absolutely.
There is a study, right. And I'm looking it up here. Mushroom-derived compound offers promise for chronic fatigue patients. And mm-hmm. What they did here, blah, 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 I'm reading down here, you know, it was basically they went through it. They treated a group of CFS patients who took 3 grams of AHCC daily for at least 6 weeks. They reported symptom improvement across multiple parameters. So that, you know, small study, admittedly, but that is encouraging.
Very encouraging. Very encouraging. And I think we're seeing it in our clinical experience with our patients as well. It's amazing to have the studies to actually show it, but I think we're seeing it clinically on a daily basis with the patients, which is incredibly, incredibly exciting, because this is going to be a debilitating syndrome to have.
And I believe there's even a study that suggests that, you know, one of the most dismaying health conditions, I mean, it's not fatal, fortunately, but it's really life-impairing, is chronic herpes attacks, episodes of herpes
Absolutely.
That recur, that, you know, respond partially to medication, but, you know, it's kind of like the scarlet letter for a lot of people. Very, mm-hmm. very devastating
oh, sure.
to have those herpes attacks, and it can be painful. Studies suggest that AHCC may play a role here?
Absolutely. They definitely have several studies specific with the herpes vaccine, I mean, the herpes virus, and I have absolutely seen this with my patients, minimizing the amount of outbreaks, shortening the duration of the outbreaks, and several patients who, knock on wood, are doing really well, and we haven't had any outbreaks in a long time. You know, it's anything we can do to boost the immune system to push these viruses down so that they don't cause these painful episodes is beneficial.
Mm-hmm. And then also another problem that, you know, in the news lately, because it may be causative not just in cervical cancer, but it may actually contribute to our current epidemic of oral cancer. You know, when people who are not smokers come down with mouth and tongue cancer, throat cancer, sometimes it's due to the HPV virus.
Absolutely.
Any prospect that HCC might help?
I haven't seen a study with HPV, but I have seen clinically that patients that have it, you know, positive on the pap smear, we will put them on the immunokinko, we'll give it a 6 months, go for a repeat pap smear, and I have seen where the pap smear comes back negative in numerous patients. So clinically in my center, I have seen this with this, several women.
Mm-hmm.
And HPV is a very common,
seems to be
very
a
common
mouse
vaccine.
Study. With HPV. They say mice with HPV were cured after receiving a daily dose of HCC for 90 days. The virus did not return for 30 days. So I'm not sure that the human trials have been done, as you say, but, you know, there's some encouraging
yeah.
animal research that suggests that this
is a
real deal.
There is a lot of animal research behind this, and then the human studies obviously are phenomenal. But yeah, I definitely see that this is helpful. And really anything, like I've had several patients with shingles, which is very similar, you know, to the Epstein-Barr. You've had chickenpox as a child, you get run down, and all of a sudden you get this painful shingles a rash, which is, it can last a long time, especially in the elderly. And with the AHCC, I've been able to really shorten the duration. I had one patient, she only had painful sores for about 5 days. So it's really
that's
wonderful to get that. But we caught her super early. Yeah, you know, the trick is getting them on it immediately, as soon as a symptom presents, and then keeping them on it for several months and really let the immune system. And then, you know, at the same time, we're pulling away anything that might be distracting the immune system, you know, sugars, the glutens, the dairy, things like that, to really give it the best shot that it can to boost the immune system.
Now you mentioned a name of a product, and it's Immunokinoko, or I can't even pronounce it correctly. Is it?
Yeah. Some say Immunokinoko. Some say Immunokinko. It's an interesting name to pronounce. But
okay.
Yeah, that's the one that I work with, and I have been very, very pleased with the results. It's a company that I feel is really focused on very specific things, and they really bring good quality.
Okay. There's also a brand which is called Empower. Impower. Empower. Like Empower,
yes,
but with an IMM in front of it, suggesting that you empower the immune system. That's another brand. But so what are we talking about in terms of dosage? Because some people, you know, unfortunately, when, you know, you tell people to take a supplement, they say, well, you know, I tried it. I took one a day and I don't, didn't do much. Do you have to take a certain dose to achieve these benefits in these conditions?
Yeah, so the brand that I work with, the Immunokinoko, comes in a 500 or 750. So if I'm just looking to boost someone's immune system, to get them through flu season without, you know, getting the flu or minimizing colds and things like that, I will work with the lower dosage of 500, and I might have them take two twice a day. Mm-hmm. If I'm concerned about somebody, for example, who has Epstein-Barr or maybe has had cancer in their history or you know, it seems very immune suppressed to me, I will work with a higher dosage of 750, and I might use upwards of 3 pills twice a day get them
like
loaded up.
3 grams or so or more?
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a very high dose, and it's, you know, it really depends on the condition. And then I tend to keep patients on it, you know, as a maintenance, lower the dose slightly, but just to give them that added extra security insurance, if you will, so that they don't go on to get, you know, any kind of flus. I mean, you know, we know that the flu's been bad last year. It's going to be bad this year. And so I think people really do.
This year, unfortunately.
It's completely ineffective. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so we need to give patients something that's actually going to protect them going into the season, you know, in addition to their vitamin D.
Great. Oh, vitamin D, of course, very important. Other nutrients.
Yeah, of course.
Really
absolutely.
Okay.
Right.
Great. You've laid the groundwork for our discussion on AHCC very nicely here. In part two, because we divide these podcasts into two parts, in part two, I want to focus a little bit on cancer, which is where there are documented studies and there are case studies of people taking taking AHCC, and also talk about, you know, anti-aging, anti-stress effects. And then the question arises, you know, boosting all that immunity, could we be doing certain patients harm? Because some patients have autoimmune disorders. We'll tackle those questions when we return with today's guest, Dr. Christine Blanche. She's an integrative physician on Long Island and in Manhattan. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.